And welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mu'ili Ili Honganji. Mu'ili Ili Honganji is a Judo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mu'iliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Mr. Yoshimichi Hirai and Mr. Masato Ata. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Mu'ili Ili Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to the listeners of the White Way radio program. I hope you woke up this morning with a sense of joy and gratitude in the Nembutsu. I am grateful for this opportunity to speak this morning on the White Way Radio, since today is January 16. In the Honganji tradition, there is an important religious observance on this day. This service is called Ho-on-ko. Ho-on-ko is the memorial service of the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, Shinran Shonin, who passed away on this day, January 16. Shinran Shonin passed away in 1263. Ho-on-ko is a service to honor Shinran Shonin's life, to express our deepest appreciation to Shinran Shonin for sharing the teachings of the Nembutsu, and to deepen our understanding and appreciation of Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Today, we are isolated and divided more than ever. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected many of us by limiting our connections with the people we love. We also witness social unrest and division, which were brought by acts of discrimination and violence. I feel that people are longing for connection and community. We value our human connections and togetherness. The slogan and the theme of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii for the year 2021 is Building Healthy Sanghas, Nurturing Empathy and Respect. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. It is to place ourselves in the shoes of others and understand the feelings they are experiencing. And respect is a feeling of deep admiration towards others. Now is a time when we really need to cultivate our hearts and minds and nurture empathy and respect to the people around us. Do you know the word Saubona? It is a word used by the Zulu tribe in South Africa. Saubona is the most common greeting in their community, and it literally means, I see you, or I'm looking at you. They look for moments where they can maintain eye contact with the person they are talking to and say, Saubona. It is a word to recognize and accept the other person as they are and convey your feeling of togetherness. You are important to me, and I value you. All my attention is with you. I see you, and I allow myself to discover your needs, to see your fears, to identify your mistakes and accept them. I accept you for what you are, and you are part of me. Saubona is a word to think about why we are here together at this very moment. How do I have to be as a human being for someone else to be happy and free? Zulu people believe that humans can exist only when others see and accept them. So they begin their conversation by saying Sawubona, to show that they are seeing and accepting the person they are talking to. They know that the community makes the person, and each person makes the community. By saying Sawubona, they acknowledge and respect the difference, uniqueness, and beauty of each individual. Instead of seeing other people out of our self-centered and judgmental mind, we try to see others with a sense of connection beyond the differences or boundaries. That brings two people closer. Through this greeting, they cultivate a sense of warmth and togetherness. There is a following statement in the Amida Sutra, and I quote, "There are lotus flowers in the land of perfect bliss. Those of blue color emit blue radiance. Those of yellow color emit yellow radiance. Those of red color emit red radiance. And those of white color emit white radiance. They are exquisite, wonderful, fragrant, and pure." This is how the Buddha, the Enlightened One, sees the world. It says that all the lotus flowers, no matter what color they are beautiful and wonderful just as they are. Each flower, each individual is different, but yet all of them are radiating their unique and beautiful light. Regardless of the differences of age, gender, nationality, social status, health or sickness, we are all shining beautifully just as we are. My life is shining, so does your life, so does the lives of all the people and all the living things in this world. Shinran Shonin taught us that even though our way of life tends to be led by our blind passions, which are our selfish, discriminative, and judgmental minds, we are receiving Amida Buddha's voice of compassion, saying, "I accept you as you are." It is a voice that transforms our blind passions and leads us to walk the path to the enlightenment, the freedom. The Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, certainly appears from our lips, but not from our minds that are filled with blind passions. Each utterance of the Nembutsu arises from the compassionate heart of Amida Buddha. Shinran Shonin taught us that the Nembutsu is the command of the primal vow, calling to and summoning us. Let me take care of you. You are beautiful just as you are. I like to share a poem which was written by Chisho Yanagida. When the soil receives waste material, the waste material is turned into soil. It is not necessary to change into soil to become part of the soil. The soil receives whatever is given, without making any demands. Namo Amida Butsu receives a person just as is. When the Nembutsu receives a person, no matter who or what, the person is transformed into the Nembutsu, celebrating and blessing life. The Nembutsu takes me as I am, imperfect and incomplete, with worries and problems, and transforms everything into the contents of highest virtue. Amida Buddha does not ask us to become wiser, better, or more perfect to be saved. Amida Buddha simply asks us to awaken to the voice of compassion, then we realize I am a limited and imperfect being. But yet, this life, my life, is affirmed and accepted just as is. Illuminated by the light of the Buddha, we are nurtured to become more conscious of our true selves, and we are guided to move forward to a more compassionate and fulfilling way of life. In the Nembutsu, we discover a bright world of oneness where both you and I can shine beautifully. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 17th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Ho'onko service will be Reverend Masanari Yamagishi of Honpa Honganji headquarters. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend Umitani. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Raymond Takeue Jr. of Moiliili Honganji Kyodan President. Namo Amida Butsu.